Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now.
Good evening, everybody. I'm assuming it's evening for most of us. Some of you are watching from the East Coast as well. So yes, good evening. I am psychic medium Jamie. You are watching Eye of Soul Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I have picked a topic today that is near and dear to my heart, and it's numbers. And it's not necessarily numbers because I wanted to pursue accounting like my father. No, that's far from it. My extra special talent is science, love science, really can grasp it, but it's tangible. But no, it's about the energy behind it, the science behind some of these different modalities that we have. And all I want to do is learn about them. I want to embrace them. I want to engulf myself in them. And that's what I really have done with numerology. Spirit Walker Nicole and I have definitely taken classes on that, done research on that. And just together, you know, we can really put together a comprehensive reading based off of your numbers, right? And it isn't just a simple process. There are so many different levels to numerology. Today, we're going to be talking about the simpler forms of it. And then I'm going to do another show where we get a little more complicated. We did offer a numerology class, which was so much fun. And I love seeing people's faces when stuff starts coming together based on their numbers. And it's kind of like aha moments. And also kind of like those skeptics is like, oh, damn, I can't believe that this is actually coming together. So I have already done a show where we kind of talked briefly about this, but I really want to get into the nitty gritty of the actual numerology because that wasn't quite what we were doing. We touched on it. So yeah, you're going to get numerology readings today, you guys. What you can do is you can let us know you want a reading, but wait until after I get to the end of this first segment because I'm going to kind of explain two different readings that we're going to do that's the easiest to do in this capability. The one thing I'm going to ask you not to do is do not send me your birthday, your full birthday. You know what? Because I do not want to be responsible on the fact that you've now given us your first and last name and your entire birthday. I'm going to show you how to actually break that down so you can simplify that number in order to give us your life path. But if you're not quite sure, we can always do your birthday like we did before. And I might get into, let's see, I have my card here, you guys. Well, I'd like to do our destiny vibration, but that gets a little bit complicated as well. But I am going to explain how I do a reading like this as well. So if you're interested in it, you can definitely book that. So numerology, right? How many of you have a favorite number? Now, please let us know. I've got an assistant here to help me today because this is a little bit bigger of a topic. They are following Shades of Spirit's feed. So please give a shout out and say, hey, I'm here. And we've got Transformations feed up as well. So I love these to be interactive, you guys. You can call 1-800-930-2819. And if all else fails, Jacob, you are going to be my guinea pig this evening. Are you game?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I love it. He didn't have a choice anyway, but I'm giving you a heads up just so that you are ready to go. All right, you guys. So how many of you have a favorite number, right? I didn't really have a favorite number growing up, but I know a lot of you who played sports or have kids that played sports, a lot of times they want to save that same number each year. It doesn't always happen, but we start getting into that lucky number, right? This is my lucky number, Mom. I want to be 14. Right, and have that lucky number throughout. Doesn't always happen, but it's carrying a vibration. And the thing is that they don't actually realize that. We don't realize that. My son always liked to pick a particular number, and most of the time he got it. But then when I started doing numerology, I'm like, oh my gosh, it totally makes sense. He just doesn't understand. He's already tapping into the vibration of that number. Or how many of you have a number that constantly shows up in your life? And I'm not talking about 111, 444, 222. I'm talking about a specific number, right? So maybe it was your jersey number growing up in high school, playing sports. Maybe it's just a number that you frequently see and you just aren't quite sure why, right? Let us know. We'll simplify it and kind of see what the vibration is on that. Do you find yourself being drawn to these particular numbers? That's the energy pulling you in that direction, but you're not understanding why. If so, I'm going to guarantee you want to explore numerology. And if anything, take one of our basic classes. And if you guys are interested in these classes, let me know tonight. And I will go ahead and get that on a date, on a calendar for you as well, because I book so far out that it really does take a lot of energy for me to figure out which classes we're going to do. We are going to have a crystal grid class and crystal identification to work with healers and those that are beginning. We're going to have a chakra class as well. If you want me to put the numerology class up there, because this is something you're going to be able to do on your own once you learn how to do it, let me know. All right. So according to numerology, numbers have a certain meaning, right? And each one of them tells a specific story. Well, that's everything in the spirit world. Thus, they help a person discover themselves in the world around them. It gives us direction and guidance of where we've been, where we're going, and what we're presently doing. And that's why I love this, is because we can look at our life path and be like, all right, I've learned that lesson. Oh boy, I'm in this one. And holy cannoli, I've got this one coming up, right? So I want you guys to be cognizant of that as well, that in numerology, it definitely can help us and it can guide us and help us on that life path, right? These are numbers that are set. They're given a vibration. They're also in coordination with the letters of the alphabet. And so we're going to get that as well. So when a person discovers themselves and discovers themselves in the world around them, guess what happens? We start to understand what we're doing or why we've chosen this route. And we can start making adjustments and talking to our spirit team. It's amazing what this can do, right? So if you're already familiar with astrology, you might actually find numerology a little bit easier to understand. But I have to tell you that I understand numerology, but astrology still baffles me. There's so much going on in there. That's one of those things that I have on the back burner that I really want to get into one day. And I just, it's so hard because there's so much involved. I really need to take that time. But yeah, if you're into astrology, you might already be into kind of the numbers part of it. Numerology, the practice lies in the belief that a person's name and birthday, okay, have significant effects on their traits, talents, weaknesses, and emotional behaviors. And I've not had a student yet, or I've not given a reading in numerology yet to where they're like, no, that doesn't resonate. It always clicks. Or if it's one of those things where they're not quite sure, like in a regular psychic mediumship reading, they will come back to me later on and go, it happened. It absolutely aligned and happened. So I do get validation with that as well. Everything in the universe vibrates on its own frequency, right? And so when we put the numbers together, it vibrates on a frequency. We're energy. We vibrate on a frequency. We start working with it or against it. And that's what we're going to hear to kind of help you understand, right? So kind of just a brief background. The Greek philosopher Pythagoras is considered to be the pioneer of that modern day numerology. It's based on the idea or the belief that our universe is a system, which I fully believe it is, which is once when we break it down, leaves humanity with a certain basic elements, right? And it's just the number aspect of it, or even the letters. But for him, he was into the numbers. According to it, everything in the world can be broken down and equate to numbers. Now, I am not a scientist. I am not a mathematician. But what I do know and understand of it is that I think we can break most everything down into numbers. I actually just had someone that I did a reading for, and their parent who had passed was a mathematician who ended up becoming a lawyer. Interesting, that's kind of, you know, one of my kiddos' tracks right now in life. Who knows what will happen? But he said, becoming a lawyer, she realized all the formulas needed in order to get to where she needed to go and to get that guidance and direction. And so she used her math degree in order to break it down and find the calculations to it. Fascinating stuff for me. And, you know, if you think about it, when you go to science, everything in the room is based on a scientific method. An equation, right? Whether it's, you know, the chart. Oh, what is that chart called? The what? No, the chart in science class when you're in chemistry. It'll come to me in a minute. But all of that is based on energy, right? Yeah, the periodic table. Thank you. And so when we can put it into numbers, we can then move forward and we can see where we're going. And that's for whatever we're doing. It could be a street address, which is freaking awesome. It can be where you work. It could be an upcoming home that you want to buy. Anything vibrates at that number. And so we can break it down and get some guidance before we get there, right? So let me explain before I go to break, and then we have a caller from New York, so I'm going to take her call when we get back, and we're going to get into more of this, is how to get your life path. So first of all, your life path cannot be changed. That is a number that is the day you were born. So unless on your birth certificate or your parents were not quite sure when you were born, that is the number we stick to. That is the number that cannot change. There is no wavering on that because that is the day you came into this world. So for you guys at home, if you want a life path reading, and remember you guys, these are short snippets because we are only on here for an hour. What you're going to do is you are going to add your birthday up. Again, please don't give it to me. Just give me the simplified single digit. So if you were born on 2/27/1980, right? You're going to write it out just like that across your piece of paper. And then you are going to add it in order. So 2 + 2 + 7 + 1 + 9 + 8. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on a calculator. You can do it by hand. And what you're going to do is you're going to add it all up and you're going to get the double digit number that it's most likely going to be. I don't think any of us are born in a single digit number, right? And then from there, once we add it up, I'm not adding it up, so please, if that is your actual birthday, that's amazing, let me know. But say it averages out to 27 is the total of all those numbers. Then what you're going to do is you're going to simplify it to a simple digit. 2 + 7 = 9, okay? So again, you take your birthday, 2/27/1980, the full birthday, add it across is the easiest way to go. I've seen people teach us in all sorts of ways, and it's just very complicated for me. I add it all the way across. I get out my phone if I'm in a reading because, well, I can't add that fast. I get the double digit number that it is, and then I simplify it. Okay? So that is the easiest way to go about your life path number. If you're not quite the mathematician and you're not quite sure, and since I don't want you to give me your birthday, you can just give me the date that you were born. So for me, I'm a 4. You know, I think Jacob, you were 19, right? Is that right?
14.
14, yeah. Right? So I could just take the day that you were born, not the month, not the year, just the day, and I can give you a reading based on that as well. Those are the two I'm going to do tonight. So if you guys have other readings and stuff like that you want, you'd have to book a session because it takes a lot more time, but I have resources available for those. So stay tuned after this break. I'm going to be doing some readings and we'll talk more about numbers. We'll take our caller. At the same token, you guys go to shadesofspirit.com. You can book a 1-hour reading with me for $75. That's a psychic medium reading for $75. And the longer you guys do referrals and you send people my way and you repeat clients, that's why I'm able to keep my price at that point. So I've now extended that into April. So thank you all so much for your support on that. You guys check it out and I'll see you right after this break.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week, now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. that process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Get empowered.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Welcome back, everybody. How are you this fine Thursday? I know in San Diego, holy cannoli, the weather is fantastic right now. So before I take Madeline, I want to explain this to you guys one more time to make sure you're adding it up right, because Jacob was doing that for me and I didn't quite explain exactly. So if you guys can see my notebook here, your birthday, 2/27/1980, right? But you have to break it down. So it's actually 2 + 2 + 1 + 9 + 8 + 0. Okay, so don't put the 14 as a 5 and then add 9 + 5. You actually want to add each individual number up for a total. So it would be 2/27, 2 + 2 + 7, and then that 1980 + 1 + 9 + 8 + 0. For him, it equaled a 37, and then we simplified that down to a 1. So Jacob was a life path number 1, which is really interesting. He's just starting out. So that's how that process goes. Again, if you have questions, throw them up there for us as well. But, and don't worry, my assistant over here is frantically writing for you guys that are giving us stuff. So the last half of the show is going to be readings on that part of it, really. But since we've got a caller from New York, let's go ahead and take her before we do some readings.
All right. We've got Madeline from New York. Madeline, you're on the Psychic Medium, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What can I help you with?
I was just trying to figure out my lucky number.
I love it. Do you have a number that resonates with you?
Not at all. Not at all.
See, now, that was me. I never had, like, a particular number that I was like, oh, yeah,
no,
I'm drawn to that.
I was telling my daughter the other day, I didn't have, like, a lucky number or nothing. I don't have anything.
Let me do this for you. What is the day that you were born? So what's the date? Where are you, a 4, a 7? What date were you born?
4.
You're a 4. Oh, me too. It's a beautiful number, Madeline, let me tell you. All right, let me give you this, because 4s are actually a really cool number to have, both on the angelic realm as well as the numerology realm. And so when we have a 4 in our birthday, it is talking about, let me get to that page right there, the birthday one. 4s are a high vibrational number because of its connection to the angelic realm. So I think that you actually could use some high energy right now. They are talking about you've had a lot of things going on. I do feel like you're all over the place and in a good way, not spacey by any means, but there's just a lot asked of you. And so being able to connect to that 4 vibration brings it up for you to be able to actually start seeing things with some clarity. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So also, you are a hard worker and conscientious person. So that's the thing, is us as fours, we work our butt off. And you can ask my counterpart, Spirit Walker Nicole, the past week, she's like, hello, are we going to work on this over here? Because I'm constantly creating all these ideas and stuff and then getting bombarded with all the other things in life, including my darn kids. I mean, apparently we're supposed to feed them, Madeline. That's a rule. But no, I mean, there's so much going on, but we give 100%. So when you put your mind to it, they're telling me you give 110% to that task that you take on.
Right.
You're also precise and take great care at what you do. And you're actually quite a good caregiver. So have you taken care of someone in your life, a grandparent or a parent?
Yeah, I have, yes. My parents.
Your parents. Okay, because they're showing me that process as well and how much you give of yourself and that time that it takes to care for a loved one. And you've put a lot of your own goals and dreams on the back burner. Yeah,
That's true. Makes
sense. Yeah. A lot of us do, but for you, it's like, really, you have put a lot of your life on hold for everyone else. I need you to breathe. Like, I just need you to, like, take that breath every morning and be like, I'm going to do something for me today. You've given enough of your time. Now, you're not necessarily a fixer, which I like, but you are definitely the caretaker, the caregiver, and that's what a lot of us fours are. It says you love your family and make a wonderful mate, yet you're not overly emotional or demonstrative of your love. So I want to ask you that. How do you resonate with that sentence?
I don't know.
So for me, the very demonstrative of your love. I love with all my heart, but I put that external shell on so that I don't get hurt. And so I don't demonstrate the affection. I don't demonstrate the love. That openness very well. It's hard for me to do that.
I think I'm very open.
On that part of it? Perfect.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, that we evolve. Like it says, you're not overly emotional. I am a freaking basket case all the time now. So stuff does change. We evolve on that part of it. You're focused on the foundations of your life. You take care of the basics. You're highly rational. You're also not for one with pie-in-the-sky solutions or problems. And you're not that person of the get-rich-quick scheme. You are genuine, you are authentic, and you want to be in alignment with what you're doing.
Right.
I'm going to say this with all love and light to you because this is my thing that I go through. It says you must work at being more flexible. You often experience frustrations and repression. And I know for me, being flexible because I'm a very controlling person. I like to have the control to know where it's going. Yeah. And it's just letting us know to be a little more flexible, right? That's something we're learning in this life. And it says sometimes we're stubborn and rigid and our tact kind of goes out the window.
That's true.
You're brutally honest is what I'm actually hearing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, they're saying, why don't you make your birthday your lucky number? Because it's a genuine replication of who you are energetically and what you have to offer the world. But you also will get that gentle reminder of it's time to start taking care of you. What interests you? Where do you want to explore, right? You know, you live in a pretty big city. Maybe it's stepping out of that element if you can from time to time and to be able to find that quiet place to settle down and relax. That's really what they're showing because honestly, you're also very intuitive. So you know when energies are coming around, but you're not able to hear the messages of your spirit team and your loved ones right now because there's just so much going on externally. Does that make sense?
That doesn't make sense, yes.
Yeah. So that's the lucky number for you. And if you see it, 444, 4 4s, 2 4s, that's when you really need to tune in because your spirit team's trying to connect with you to give you that message. And I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening. This is why I love numbers. I just love numbers. I got it. Okay. Well, did you add it up across? My assistant's trying to help me add. Why don't I just do the 19?
No, she wants.
Oh, the whole thing. I'll do yours at the break. The one that gave the numbers to my assistant, Huh? Yeah. Oh, that could be fun. Okay. I want to check that one out. Let's see. We've got a couple minutes on here. Let's do one more of these. Don't you guys find this fascinating? Okay. Why don't we do, Martha, you are on a life path one. So anybody who's added up their birthday, again, take individual numbers and add them up across. Don't clump anything together. Get the total and then simplify it. So Martha, you are in that same life path as Jacob, our producer. So for life path ones, you are born leaders. Okay. That's a known fact. You insist on your right to make up your own mind. I know you. So yeah, Scott, we all know that one. And you demand freedom and thought and action. And that's a big part for you. You want freedom, you want thought, you want respect. This is a powerful number to stand behind. You have drive and determination. Absolutely. You assume responsibility to be the protector and provide for those you love. And they circle protector for you. That is huge. It says you need to feel in command of important things that do not go your way. You also resist some of the supportive roles because you always want to be in control. So it's about stepping back and learning how to step back from that environment and allow yourself to be the support role, which I think you're starting to move into a little bit, and not quite always the one that has to be in charge. You're exceptionally creative and original. You possess a touch of the unusual. And people sometimes don't get that. And that's okay. Own that unusual part of it. You can become overly stressed by your driven nature. Absolutely. So taking that time, I've seen a lot of posts for you about taking that time and reconnecting, read a book, sit outside. Yes, that's what they want you to be doing right now. It says, don't let pride and overconfidence be your masters. So it's humility. And I think that, you know, as you get older, again, I'm not saying you're old people, but as we get older, we mature, we realize that humility needs to come into our lives. Remember, your talents and abilities are a gift from a higher source and being able to channel that. Now, the thing about life path ones is that we are supposed to be managers, editors. Sometimes a lot of us go into the military. We look for new ventures and better opportunities all the time in order to better our life. The thing we need to remember as a one, don't break engagements. Be frank, be assertive, act on as an individual, and yet at the same time, find that humility. And it's about the yang will, so feminine energy, spirit creation, energy, and unity. And, you know, the personality for a one, let's just verify this, success, power, ego. We're starting out. In numerology, we have 9 lives like a cat. And so we're just learning how to ease back into this world. Dominant, pioneer, original, can be lazy or bossy. These are all things we're learning as a one. So life path ones, different than a birthday one. So know that as well. All right, you guys, we have a workshop. I think I have 3, maybe 4 spots left coming up this Saturday, the 20th, from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. That's a long workshop. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Spirit Walker Nicole and LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, will be doing this workshop together. I will be there for the first half. And it's all about learning about angels, the higher phylums, connecting with them, and you get an angel reading. It's $40. You can book it on Shades of Spirit LLC or send us an email through the website Shades of Spirit, and I will see you right after this break.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at myturnlifecoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show,
My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie, and today we are discussing numerology. I love you guys tuning in and joining in. And the more that you guys tune in and join in, the more of these type of shows I'm going to do, you guys, because it's all about interaction for me. It's about giving the gifts that I have, the knowledge I have, and imparting them on you guys as well. So I know we have a, and then I want to get into master numbers because we do have someone out there with an 11, and then we've got an entire assortment of people with different numbers that we're going to be doing readings on today. So I'm not going to talk much more. It's going to be more readings, but I want you guys to understand master numbers. So let's take the caller and then we'll go into the master number and we'll go into that person's life path.
All right. We've got Veronica from Arizona. Veronica, you're on with psychic medium Jamie.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So, what can I help you with this evening?
Okay, so I was just scrolling down Facebook and I actually popped on first time here, but I was just guided to call the number. So, I guess my number, I don't know, am I supposed to know my numbers?
I love it. I love the way spirit works. So first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Sometimes when we're scrolling through and you hit a thing, it's because spirit's like, you need this today. You need this today, Veronica. Let's go. So why don't we go did you figure out your birthday consolidated? Because I almost feel like I want to go with the day you were born.
Well, I was born December 2nd, 1970.
Okay. 12/2/1970. Perfect. Okay. I'm getting the calculator out, Veronica, because I don't want to mess things up for you. You know, could you imagine me? I'm like, oh, you're this. And you're like, none of that resonates. Okay. 2/1/9/7. Oh, shoot. That just gave me the chills. I need to add this one more time. 1+2+2+1+9+7. That is awesome. Will you add this up one more time? I'm sorry. It's just fascinating why you're here. And now to add this, I need my trusty assistant to help me one more time.
Sure.
So with you calling in and that direction, I do feel as I'm tuning into your energy and we're adding it up one more time just to make sure that you are on a spot right now to where I feel like it's like a stop and go, stop and go. 22, right? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're calling in is because you're also a master number. Okay. So just hang on here because I got to now explain to people this master number, but stay with me because I'm also going to be reading your master number because yours is different than the other person. So you guys, master numbers are strong numbers to have in our birthday and our life path and our soul path, our destiny vibration. And it's because they share power influences. They all stem from our nervous system and can pressure cooker effect because the energy behind them is so strong. They're usually deep-seated in our subconscious and meant that the quotes in a lot of these things are those that have an 11, 22, or 33 are meant to do something special. Well, don't get me wrong, you guys. All of us are meant to do something special. But we come in with these numbers on 11, 22, or 33 because we are supposed to be doing more on that spiritual realm, more on that the physical realm. And I find that a lot of people who have 11, 22, or 33s are definitely restless. So do you feel restless, like you just can't put your finger on what it is that you need to do?
Okay, so the reason you're picking up on that is because I'm also a psychic medium, but I go back and forth on what I'm supposed to do.
Got it. Okay. Well, welcome, psychic medium. I love when psychic mediums are with us as well. No wonder you're like, I'll just click on here. Perfect. Okay. So the master number 22, which you are, is potentially the most successful of all of the numbers in numerology. And it's the most powerful because you're called the master builders, right? It can turn the most ambitious of dreams into reality. So you are a great manifester when it comes down to you going out and putting out that work and putting out the feelers and stuff. I feel you work very well with your spirit team in order to get that energy back. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Also, you carry the number 4 with it as well, making it that you are disciplined, but also you are down to earth in that material form. You have big ideas, extensive plans, leadership, self-confidence. You're a natural born leader. Yeah. No, you definitely carry that leadership ability, be able to guide and direct people. Well, no wonder when you're working with clients on that psychic mediumship level, we're guiding people. We're taking them on that journey. We're connecting them on that level. The 22 can shrink from its own ambition, causing that interior pressure. And it's the pressure cooker, especially at an early age. So a lot of times I would just erupt out of nowhere. My mom and I didn't have too many fights, but when I did, the thing for me is I hold it all in and then I just burst it out. It's that pressure cooker syndrome. Works really well for us though when we're trying to manifest because we keep all these ideas in and when we're ready to let them out, the universe doesn't know what to do because it just starts flowing and going out there for us. Also, when you carry the 22 on the life path, it says that you are born under the most powerful and potentially most successful of life path numbers. Your power is delicate. It exists by virtue of your ideals and vision. In order to inspire and have others join you in that vision. So if you started any type of groups or you're also a healer, so that makes sense because of that 22 in there, but like getting people to join your cause, does that make sense?
Yes. Well, right now I am running a youth group for my church. So yeah.
Fabulous. So not everything has to be the psychic medium, that part of it, but exactly. Being able to bring others into that energy, being able to help people heal. Those youth groups are so important, especially now on that connection, especially with those younger generations. You are gifted with uncommonly sound common sense. You are able to see the beauty in any given idea. It may not fit and align with you, but you're able to see it, you acknowledge it, and you kind of move through that energy. Maybe it's from someone else. So if you have a partnership and, you know, you can see the beauty behind that, but that's not quite in alignment for you. So you stand strong in that ability to be able to separate and create those boundaries. You offer sound advice and consistent emotional support. You're also very grounded. Your challenge is to share your vision and allow others to make their personal contributions. Your life path number is the most important number in your chart as a 22. And then it also goes to find the meaning of the 4 because it's actually a 22-4. And I think I probably have a 4 in here. So if you stay tuned, it's going to be in there as well. But it definitely is amplified. The 11, 22, and 33 are numbers amplified. And you have that amplified energy in there. For what you need to do, they said, they keep spelling out practical for me. You find practical approaches to all of these life situations. But I'm also hearing you're not, because my throat's closing up for my throat chakra, you're not using your gift enough. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Girl, please start using this gift. For what you can do, and what you see when I move into your energy is blowing my mind. And I think that for you, trust and believe that yes, what you're getting is on a completely different level.
Okay.
And when you trust and back that, you can start. It's the taking ownership of your gifts. Your spirit team is like, it's enough is enough. We've spent enough time on this. Let's go. We can move forward. The more you do it, the more you're going to open up. So be ready for that as well. And if you haven't done any type of energy work, my hands have turned on. I'm a Reiki master as well. They want you to look into being able to work with people on an energetic level as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's the you heal with your voice and with your wisdom, but they also want you to be able to channel that energy out in that physical
form. Okay, that makes
sense. Yep. Perfect. So that's why I think you stopped in today. And I'm going to leave you with Brack. I just saw that I'm 3 minutes till break. So I'm going to leave you with that tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. And tune in some more. Let's keep connecting.
So
I love building our community here.
For sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It. Thank you.
Of course. All right. Oh my gosh. So I have two 11s. You know, I'm going to have to do the 11s when we get back from break because those are both Debbie and Ashley. I love it. Let's do Vicky B because I just turned to this page and this is what Spirit is telling me to do. You're a life path 9. Yay, girlfriend. All right. You are a humanitarian. You are socially conscious. You are a philanthropic. Sorry, I have to just say that's the lamp rope. I can't say it. I can't do it. My assistant's making fun of me right now. You are utopian and will spend your life trying to realize some aspect of your utopian dream, sacrificing money, time, and energy for a better world. Okay, stop right there. You are trying to manifest abundance. I know that. So for you, knowing that your life path is that you're sacrificing money and time and energy for a better world, I need you to balance this out. Take that ownership back. You don't have to live right in that energy. The six so much, excuse me, on the abundance part of it. You're going to have to go back into a past life to be able to cut the cords of that energy in order for you to move forward so that you're not sacrificing your own financial gain for giving out to the world. It says you're naturally attract people from all walks of life who can fit into your larger plans and will take over the areas that you find uninteresting. So she is totally all walks of life. Totally all walks of life. I absolutely love that. You are imaginative and creative, especially when it comes down to arranging beauty that already has potential in it. That's fantastic. You're often disappointed by the realities of life, right? The shortcomings that have that people, it gets you frustrated, gets your energy in a different space. You have a controlled enthusiasm. I don't know about that. I don't know if I've seen controlled enthusiasm out of you. You really wear it on your sleeve. But on the other hand, it says you finish what you start. A key to your personality is the necessary sacrifice. You have learned and to let go of material possessions as you've been doing on that purge and also in relationships, right? And you're done of holding on anything that causes too much pain. So I think for you, if you pursue money for its own sake, after giving up on your larger dreams, you're likely to find yourself empty-handed. So for you, it is a thing of sacrifice financially. That's what the hang-up is. We can get you around it. I have to go to break, so I believe you and I will be discussing this more as time goes on, now that we understand where that barrier has been created. So I'll leave you with that, Vicky. You guys, we have got a YouTube show. You got to go over to YouTube, subscribe, like us, and hit the bell for notification. It's Shades of Spirit. We are on every Sunday at 5 p.m. with the Fierce Four, and I will see you guys right after this break with more readings. Hey everybody, this is Psychic Medium Jamie, and boy do I have a gift for you to help you get through March Madness. You've all said you're tired of jumping through hoops. So for the month of March, my gift to all of you is my full hour sessions are now half off. Psychic readings, oracle card readings, connect with your loved ones, and gain spiritual guidance from your spirit team. So get ready to step in and move from March Madness to March Manifestation together. Book at shadesofspirit.com or call me at 858-684-7575.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching?
tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Welcome back, you guys. You know what? Because we have so many of you joining us today, yay, this means I'm doing the show again. So make sure that you keep an eye out for when this is going to come back. I'll probably put it in the rotation for maybe next month as well. Some of these shows that really kick off, I really want to make sure that we evaluate and visit. So I will be doing this again in April. So if you don't get your number done today, please come back and watch us probably towards the end of April. I will throw this one in there. We're going to talk about 11s. We're going to talk about 3s. I can't believe so many of you are 3s. That's freaking awesome. But we've got a couple of you who are 11s who are also master numbers. The 11 is the most intuitive of all numbers. Okay? You are the most intuitive. You are the illumination, a channel to the subconscious, insight without rational thought and sensitivity. You can have nervous energy, sometimes be a little bit shy, and as a dreamer, you're creative, right? And this energy is just magnified and amplified. Numerology's master number is an 11 and has all aspects of a 2. So if you're interested in my 11s, I need you to just start researching life path number 2 because you embody both numbers, okay? You also are charged with charisma and leadership and inspiration. It's a number with inborn duality, which creates dynamic results. You have inner conflict, which you got to work through, right? And I know that we're working on that as a society too. A number that when not focused on a goal beyond itself can be turned inward to create fears and phobias. So 11s, if you notice sometimes that you have fears or anxiety or some phobias around just certain things in life, that is you're not putting out your 11 energy out. So unfortunately, it's coming back into you and creating that energy within. It has a fabulous potential for growth, stability, and personal power and lies in acceptance of intuitive understanding and spiritual truths. Okay. It's not about logic, but in faith. And 11 is the psychic's number. So if you're an 11 and you've got psychic gifts, or if you're not quite sure, you need to, you totally need to just open those up even more. So Ashley, dude, that just summed you up right there. For an 11, you have a source, you have the potential to be the source of inspiration and illumination for people. Your laughs are infectious. Your energy fills a room. And yet at the same time, we can find that darkness within, which is a tough time. You inspire people, but without conscious effort. It just as this energy is flowing through you guys, right? It's just this connection. It's amplified so much. So if you put an 11 to walk through a door, people are going to turn around and look because the energy is so big. You put a different number through, it may not be as big. But remember, it's multiplied and doubled, and that's why you're getting that. You may be frustrated largely because you have an extremely high expectation of yourself. I do feel that that's a little bit with Debbie. So don't keep putting yourself out there and having all these high expectations. It's kind of like the show we just did last night of the phobias and being able to say, no, I can't do that. I need to go inward right now. On a strictly physical level, you must protect your nervous system. You're vulnerable to stress. Okay, so that's where that anxiety comes in again. Also, seek out peaceful and harmonious environments. Have that healthful diet. Meditate is very key, especially for that psychic ability to continue to grow. Like a 2, you are sensitive and a passionate lover. Woo! Yeah, it goes through everything, you guys. I'm not going to just skip some of this stuff. And also, your perceptiveness makes you aware of your partner's needs and desires. So you make a very good partner. The trick is finding one for yourself, that equal relationship. That gets to be a little bit hard. You're a fine companion, and you have a great sense of humor. And I know that for a fact, that Ashley is just, you guys watch her on our YouTube show, Shades of Spirit on YouTube. She paints, she pulls a card, it's all spirit-led. That girl's got one hell of a sense of humor. But a 2, I want to talk about this, and I'm going to go to a 3. It talks about duality, division, the feminine yin, the truth, beauty, and conscious peace and balance. And you guys are definitely more on that energetic level of just being free. Also, you guys may experience unexpected changes in your lives. And I think that that is a big part too, is that all of a sudden you've got this change, you've got this change, you've got this going on, you've got this going on. And that is a lot of work to try and keep up. But if you are super sensitive and you're an 11, it's because you have the energy that's backing you. It's the two ones right there. And if you have the 33, just for any of you that have Googled that on your life path number in one of your numbers, that is the highest vibrational number. It is considered to be a number. Jesus's birthday has supposedly, allegedly, right, just from what they know in numerology, to equal a 33. And it is that divine connection. It's so interesting to get on that level. So I'm going to leave my 11s with that. I want to get to my threes. There's so many of you that are threes, which is cracking me up. All right. So my threes, here we go. Many three as a life path possess a great talent for creativity and self-expression. You guys should have fairly clear throat chakras in order to be able to express. And if you're ever noticing a tightness in your throat and you're not able to express, well, what's happening is that you're not actually embodying that three life path. Many writers, poets, actors, musicians are born under the three life path. So it is about that creativity flow. Thanks to your gift of self-expression, you can easily be the life of the party and the center of attention. However, you can squander that because it's too much. Energetically going out, it's too much because you're not getting it back. Also, you are optimistic and you possess a resilience to overcome many setbacks. Isn't that cool how that works out? Like, there's so many setbacks that happen in our lives and you have this resilience built up because you're constantly wanting to learn, evolve, and grow. You also, when hurt, you withdraw into a cloud of silence, eventually emerging from your silence with jokes and laughter that cover up your true feelings. Okay, so threes, let me tell you. We go in, right? So if you have a three in there, and when we're hurt at a core level, and we hold that energy in, and we don't forgive easily. And then when we decide to emerge out of it, or when it happens, instead of reacting or approaching it right then and there, a lot of us have to go in and think. Then what we do is that we put on the happy face. That's exactly the song that's in my head right now. And we need to stop that. We need to embody our own empowerment, our own personal worth, because a lot of threes can have, not all, but can have self-worth and self-lack energy around them because they're taking in the energy of what other people have told them. You guys, we've got to stop doing that. You can succumb to sarcastic remarks, spirit, and trying to just get through there. Your talent for self-expression can be a great inspirational force in the world, uplifting others and bringing much success and happiness to you. So it is about, you really have a big task as a number three and being able to connect on that level. I've got time for another one. You want to pull another number thing out there? I have several. Yeah, can you get one for me? The threes are self-expressive, expansive, independent. You're communicators. You bring joy, talent, brilliance, wit, and charm, right? Pleasure, ambition. You're careless sometimes, so we got to be careful of that. I like, if you are a number three, I would really recommend getting amethyst and turquoise as your companion stones. Amethyst and turquoise, one of my two favorite stones. You can always go see LaShawn at Luminous Path with Love on Etsy or Facebook, and she can make you a personalized bracelet for that, an energy bracelet, which I do recommend doing to be able to work with your energy. So those are my threes, and we got, what, a two here? Okay, I got 3 minutes. Two, here we go. You are a natural peacemaker, extremely sensitive, perceptive, and a bit shy. Sensitivity and perceptiveness are among your many fine qualities. Because you intuitively know, which I know you do, and tuning into that energy, what people want or feel, you can be diplomatic and tactful. You enjoy music, poetry, writing, harmonious environments. Because you're easily hurt, you may tend to withdraw your own thoughts and in matters at hand. And that obviously is not very good for us to do. You're sensitive and passionate. Your perceptiveness makes you aware of your partner's needs and desires. So as a two as well, you're aware of other people's and what they need. And you're very, you know, in tune with that to be able to give that back. You also However, when you feel you've been mistreated, you can react with devastating power. Okay. Sometimes using personal criticisms vindictively. So you, when we're hurt as a two, we go in and then we embody the anger. And then we don't let that go. And so sometimes when loved ones have passed or somebody that might have hurt us in a past relationship has gone, we have all of this unsaid, unfinished, unresolved business, and that will catch up with us. So you got to take care of your S right now, people. In the moment, whether it's telling them personally, writing them a letter and burning it, if you can't tell them personally while they're here, so we don't carry that energy and that heaviness and that burden in within us, because you have so much more to offer to the world. Yeah, twos, you guys are so awesome. So awesome when it comes down to that energy. I just had a question. If you would like to book for our workshop for the Angel Connection Workshop, you can do that through Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook, or you can message us from shadesofspirit.com. We have our website where our, our email address is on there, or you can text at 858-684-7575. Book a reading with me. If you want it to be a numerology reading, I don't have those specific on the website yet, but I'll put that up tonight. We can do straight numerology readings. Right now, I'm offering a one-hour reading, psychic medium reading with myself for $75, and that's from now until April. You guys, I have had so much fun with you. You guys want the show again. I've already heard back, so we're going to do the show again in April. It's just a great way to connect with yourself, your energy, and your spirit team. So you guys have a fantastic evening, and join us this Sunday on Shades of Spirit YouTube for the Fierce Four. Bye. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.